Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
The scripture reading this morning is from the Old Testament, Psalm 68, verses 32 through 35, on page 652 of the Old Testament in your pew Bibles or on the screen. Please read with me. Sing to God, O heavens of the earth. Sing praises to the Lord. O rider in the heavens, his ancient heavens, listen, he sends out his voice, his mighty voice. Ascribe power to God, whose majesty is over Israel, and whose power is in the skies. Awesome God is God, the God of Israel. He gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God.
I always have this printed out. Why don't you hand me the Bible? Oh, it's on the screen. Well, I didn't want to turn around and read it. Okay. Why don't y'all help me read it? Obviously, I'm having problems. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to them, "Go up, your faith has made you well." The word of the Lord. I'm guessing you think this is a strange text for Thanksgiving. Aren't we supposed to be talking about turkeys and food and family and all that? Yeah, that's all part of Thanksgiving. But I thought this was an interesting passage because all that was asked by Jesus was, nobody else came back to thank. He didn't say thank me, thank God. Well, Thanksgiving is upon us in the usual fashion. Squeezed between the explosion of orange and black, that is Halloween and Beggar's Night, and the cacophony of sound, lights, and colors, that is Christmas. No sooner than we have celebration of all things dark and spooky, we move straight into the celebration of all things bright and hopeful. In fact, if you didn't buy your Thanksgiving plates, napkins, and stuffed pilgrims before October, good luck finding them now. Even shopping at Nobby's, who are going out of business, or Sarah's Hallmark, who is also closing, there is a distinct absence of Thanksgiving stuff. Oh, you can get Thanksgiving food. Buy a ham and get a turkey free at Hy-Vee. Stock up your pantry with canned goods at special sale prices like 10 for 10 and 4 for a dollar and so on. There is no doubt that Thanksgiving is coming when you walk through the grocery store. The call for the Thanksgiving feast is on. Turkey, dressing, potatoes, pumpkin pie, cranberries, rolls, or tofurkey, wild rice, and greens for those with special diets. We know how to eat Thanksgiving, but how do we really celebrate it? Many of us will gather with family, even extended family, around a table loaded with our favorite foods. In my personal experience, when we were at my Grandma Grimm's house, there were two kinds of everything. Two kinds of potatoes, mashed and sweet potatoes. Two kinds of pie, you know, pumpkin and mincemeat. Who knew what mincemeat was? Just two of everything. And granted, there were 12 of us, but still, it was a little much. So, throw the diet to the wind for a couple of days. We just enjoy the fellowship of family and friends. Despite the possible lack of Thanksgiving napkins and plates, we will enjoy the food, the fellowship, and the leftovers. Don't disregard the leftovers. But how do we celebrate Thanksgiving and gratitude spiritually? Well, some famous people shared their thoughts on gratitude. John F. Kennedy said, "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them." Alice Walker said, "Thank you is the best prayer that anyone can say." I say that one a lot. Thank you expresses extreme gratitude, humility, understanding. Albert Schweitzer said, "At times, our own light goes out and it is rekindled by a spark from another person. Each of us has cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have lighted the flame within us." Perhaps some of you know this, but recently a former student of mine from my first 2 years of teaching as I graduated from KU, contacted me by email saying, "I am looking for a beloved teacher. Did you by chance teach journalism at Highland Park High School? This is Nancy," and her last name. "Could you be her?" Do you know what it's like to hear that somebody's been searching for you? Blew me away. I was ecstatic. Not only did I remember her, she was one of my best students. She described how she had searched for me for a number of years, how my classroom was the only place she felt safe during some very tough years at that time. It made me cry. Not because I was so impressed that I was so important to her, but that I didn't know. I didn't make it my mission to make my classroom a safe place. It just was. To know my students felt safe in my classroom was an ultimate compliment. And Nancy just wanted to say thank you. More famous people. Alfred Painter says, "Saying thank you is more than good manners. It's good spirituality." Henri Frédéric Amiel, "Thankfulness is the beginning of gratitude. Gratitude is the completion of thankfulness. Thankfulness may consist merely in words. Gratitude is shown in acts." And then an unknown author says, "It is not happy people who are thankful, it is thankful people who are happy." Of all these famous writers, not one mention of turkey napkins or plates. Thanksgiving was much more. If we turn to the text for the morning, Luke 17, we find the healing of the 10 lepers. Now, we may find this a strange text for Thanksgiving, but consider the elements of the story. 10 lepers approached Jesus, keeping the proper distance, of course, because leprosy was like the AIDS of the ancient world. Nobody understood it. Many thought it was a curse from God. And lepers were allowed to live at the edge of the city. And if they were lucky, their families left them food and water. Being unclean, they were not pure and not acceptable in worship in the temple. They were looked down upon and excluded from the community at large. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through a region between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered the village, these 10 lepers approached him. "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." Why the priests? Well, because the priests were the only ones who could declare that they were clean and eligible to resume worship in the temple. Can you imagine coming to the front door of the sanctuary and Nathan having to look at your hands and your face to see if you were clean enough to come to worship? Be odd, wouldn't it? But being clean, they can now become part of the Jewish community again. They can be around family and friends, and being healed also removed the shame and stigma they had endured all their lives. There was much for which to be grateful. And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And as he was a Samaritan, there's a magic word. Samaritans were different than the Jewish community. They had different cleanliness laws. And so the fact that a Samaritan came back, there's a little edge in that scripture. Jesus said, "We're not 10 made clean, but the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this," get it again, "foreigner?" It's not a community member, he's a foreigner. Then Jesus said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Were the other 9 not made clean? It said no. But we don't know for sure. The Samaritan would go to his own priest, and the sect of Judaism had different cleanliness laws and different centers of worship. Would he be restored to community and fellowship? We know he was restored to health because Jesus said so. So what was the deal with the other 9? The Samaritan for sure was healed, most likely restored to community, and not only because Jesus told him so, but he came back to say thank you. He had originally praised God with a loud voice and then came back to give Jesus thanks. And Jesus said, "Go and be on your way. Your faith has made you well." Another famous voice, Melody Beatty. "Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, confusion into clarity. It turns problems into gifts, failures into success, the unexpected into the perfect timing, and mistakes into important events. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. Thanksgiving is not about turkey plates and napkins, special food, or even who we are with. Thanksgiving is about our personal attitude towards the gifts we have received from a gracious God and Savior. Our thanks on this one special day blossoms into spiritual awareness of what we have received and into full gratitude. 10 lepers were healed. 1 returned to give thanks and praise. And Jesus said, "Go, your faith has made you well." Let us pray. Most gracious God, we give you thanks that you loved us so much that you created us, that you put the divine spark in each one of us. You loved us enough that when we became wayward, you gave us the gift of your Son, Jesus, to die for us on the cross. And when it was time for Jesus to join you, you sent your Holy Spirit to give us inspiration and reminders of what living in your love is like. Lord, we pray that you would accept all of us, shortcoming as we are. We give thanks for life, liberty, and your love. It's in Christ's name we pray, and let all the people say, Amen.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.